record on this computer. Okay. Welcome to Somehow We Manage. I'm Deanna Miller, Marketing Director for California Leasing and facilitator of this podcast with our hosts, Ellie Gould and Cody McMichael. Good
Hey
morning,
guys.
everyone.
Good morning.
Oh yeah, good
How are
morning.
you guys? What's new?
Happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday.
Yeah.
Happy Veterans Day.
Yes, happy Veterans
And
Day.
thank you to all veterans out there.
Yeah, I always text my dad like first thing in the morning on Veterans Day because I come from a long line of like army guys.
Me too.
And when I was like, it didn't dawn on me until last night when my son was like, "Oh, can I stay up really late to play video games?" And I was like, "Yeah, wait, why? Tomorrow's not Saturday." And he was like, "Oh, it's Veterans Day." I'm like, "Wow, travel really like makes my brain hurt." So,
I get it.
what's new with you, Elle?
I am officially on season 5 of Gossip Girl, right? Or not Gossip Girl, Gilmore Girls. I'm going crazy. Of Gilmore Girls right now. My first time watching it, and that means there's a lot new with me. There's a lot of new relationships I'm dealing with right now. So, other than that, though, really nothing.
So who is Rory dating right now? Where are we at in season
Right
five?
now, she just left for Europe with her grandma because she and Dean and the marriage and
Oh,
didn't work out. Yeah, so but I know Dean leaves in this season, so I'm assuming something's about to hit the fan in the season finale. That's the episode I'm on right now. So season 6, here we come.
yeah, Dean's the best.
Dean is the best.
Yeah,
He's my
yeah.
favorite actor actually in the whole show. So
What,
I
because
have
you
seen.
love Jared Padalecki?
Yes, I do.
I
He's
have
my
seen.
fave.
Yeah. He left the show to go to
To Supernatural,
Supernatural.
yeah.
Yeah.
Supernatural,
Where
yeah.
he
And
plays Sam
I
and
got
his
super
double
excited.
team. That's a great show too.
I
Yes.
love Supernatural.
Your
I love it,
favorite.
love it, love it. I've actually rewatched that show, not as much as I have the Gilmore Girls, but definitely rewatched Supernatural a couple times. And now they have like a spin-off show, which is pretty good. I've been watching that to fill time and stuff when I was on airplanes. But Cody, how's the little one, the newest addition to the fam?
Man, Austin's good. He's getting bigger and he's getting more aware and he's moving around and he's more awake and stuff. So things are good. We're getting longer chunks of sleep at night, which is really nice. Yeah,
That's awesome.
like, oh, cool, we got 3 hours. Yes, and then.
Wait.
It's amazing how like with a baby, 3 hours of sleep seems like forever. But then like without a baby, you're like, oh, I only got 3 hours of sleep. But then you have a baby and you're like, oh, 3 hours of sleep, it's like gold.
Game changer.
Absolute.
It is definitely a game changer. And then Seeger is, just being a 2-year-old. We're like navigating this new terrible two thing, and
I'm
it's
a firm believer
exhausting.
in terrible threes instead of terrible twos, but that's just me. I love every 2-year-old I've had to deal with so far has been so much more manageable than 3-year-olds. 3-year-olds, they get an attitude. Not that 2-year-olds don't, but theirs is a little more like irrational. So you can almost like feel it with them. But with 3-year-olds, you're like, you know why you're being a brat. Like you can see them processing it. You can see their little wheels turning, where it's in 2-year-olds, they're just like ready to throw a
Oh
tantrum at
man,
any
he's
time.
we have to like get him outside like right in the morning. We have to get him out. If we don't get him out, we lose him for the rest of the day. So we're navigating.
Yeah.
But it's fun. It's an exciting time. Yeah, we're good.
That's awesome. Yeah, I think it's really neat because I think the terrible twos, what was it somebody said to me, was like, it's not terrible. They're just discovering their independence. And I was like, yeah, okay, sure. That's hilarious, I guess.
That's wow. That's a good state. I like
Yeah. So
that.
I think it's a lot for them, right? They start to like, they're walking more solidly. They're learning words. They're understanding shapes and colors and letters. It's like, it's just a whole new world for them, I think.
And then same in Seeger's situation, he's not the baby anymore. So he's really got a lot to navigate through with just being two and also not always getting every ounce of attention.
Yeah, we have to give
I know, right?
We have to give him like special. He'll get like special one-on-one dada time and special one-on-one mama time, so he That's can. Sweet. We have to kind of break it up. So I'll come home and go. I'll take him to the park, and then you know that kind of thing. But
that's cute. I love that. I love that so much. Well, we're heading almost into Thanksgiving. We're a couple weeks away, right? Literally a couple weeks away. Mm-hmm. Are you guys all in town? Are you guys having, I know that Cody's like, what, a couple weeks away? Are you guys staying in town? Do you have plans out of the area? What's everybody doing?
I go to my mom's house every Thanksgiving. But this year I did ask if I could make the green bean casserole.
Nice.
However, my dad was offended.
Like, you picked something else to mess up. And I was like, that's very low faith for your daughter, sir.
Dad was
he was like, pick something else to mess up. I like the green bean casserole. And I was like,
oh, that's mean.
Not that hard to mess up. My mom's the one that gave me the recipe.
Ellie's dad, if you're listening, she's going to kill it.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. I think that's so much fun to try. I love it when we do, like, when we do, like, the potluck style stuff. I think it's super cool. I think I told you guys yesterday in the office that I was, like, we do, like, Whole Foods delivery just because, like, we like to not do any more thinking than we have to on Thanksgiving, and it's just fun to hang out and watch football. But yeah, I think family traditions are super important. I posted a blog post yesterday, talking about planning, Turkey Day. I call it Turkey Day just because it's like Thanksgiving is so long. So Turkey Day, planning Turkey Day in a rental home. I think any home, I think this sort of applies to anybody. But it's really about just the plan, right? So like, the steps and the tips are making sure that you plan it out. And then I love the whole, like, I just was sort of Googled and found a bunch of stuff and put it all together. A lot of times we have, people who move into our rentals that have lived all over the place. And then they're living here specifically for a job. In like television or film, or especially now that we have all this new construction in terms of like the Commerce Center. We have all these people who may have extended family coming into town because they work for Amazon, which is really cool, or they work for some other big company or organization. What kinds of things do you guys do? Or now that like a lot of, I know, Cody, do you have relatives coming into town or you go someplace?
So this Thanksgiving has evolved over the years as far as where it is and who's coming over and how many Thanksgivings have happened, like as in like different days. I think this year it's at my house. I know. I'm kind of excited about it, but I'm not sure. Like, there's no official thing. But then we were talking to my in-laws, and they were like, "Oh, we'll just have it here, and you guys bring this." And I'm doing green bean casserole too, Ellie. So
heck yeah! See, fancy.
Good stuff. So I think it's at my in-laws, but I also think it might be at my house.
Well, I know. No? I know that it's really important. Obviously, we have what we'll be eating like nailed down and hammered down pretty well. You know, we have some places that are smaller than others in terms of rentals, and it's always good to figure out where everybody's going to fit. I think that was always a challenge when I was a kid because I have seven aunts and uncles on my mom's side. And then all of their kids, and then my grandparents, and then significant others. So we would always have it at my grandparents' house, and it was literally like she had one big long table, but that table didn't fit everybody. So you'd have people in the kitchen, or people on the patio, or people sitting on the couch. It's like, it's one of those things where it's like when you have a smaller space, you really have to map out like where everybody's gonna sit. And not just assume that they're all going to fit at your dining room table. But then also one of the things I was reading is that one of the biggest searches this year for Thanksgiving is dietary restrictions and food allergies.
Oh, wow.
Like, yeah, one of the biggest things people are searching is alternative recipes. And I think that that's interesting. Like, have you guys tried or done any like alternative recipes for the holidays? I mean, not just Thanksgiving, but does anybody have any like specific dietary restrictions or weird stuff that you have had to experiment with?
I personally, not in my family, but I do know of my friend, best friend's family. They have to do a lot of gluten-free stuff, which is really hard for Thanksgiving time. But that's why I always say, I want everybody to bring me their Thanksgiving leftovers because I want to get a little taste of what you have in your house. Because everybody's so different. I mean, just from going from my house to my grandma's house on my dad's side, our families would, or like our family in-house would always cook different than my grandma's family in their house. So it's always fun to see like what everybody has and what's different at each dinner versus my dinner. And when the dietary restrictions come into play, I mean, it can get really hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, we have a Friendsgiving every year with our friends group and everybody gets assigned a specific dish and the host is always the one who makes the meat, right? But then you have multiple people who might have allergies or who have food sensitivities, or I'm doing keto or I'm on Whole30. And then you've got like a weird green bean casserole that's like just green beans and there's no casserole to it. So I think it's like, you can't call that a casserole. It's just green beans. But I think it's super interesting. Like I was just reading all these different like variations of recipes and things that people put together. Like one blog I was reading was talking about having like three different turkeys. Like one that's vegan, one that's like healthy, and then one that was like the deep fried turkey. Oh. So then they have like an option to hit like everybody. Like that's a lot of work to me.
That's a lot of work.
I mean, that's a big oven. Well,
yeah,
you have to have a lot of
ovens. For one of them, you have to have a deep fryer for like the big deep fryer for
the big one. But then yeah, those
two turkeys in one oven.
I don't know.
I don't know if a tofurkey, that's what they're called, right? The vegan turkeys. I'm not positive about on that one. Don't quote me. I don't know if those are as large as an actual turkey. So I can't like necessarily. Little... Yeah, they could be like smaller in size, but still, it's a lot of work cooking multiple dishes to cater to everybody's needs at a dinner table.
And then the cleanup on top of that.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's the worst.
Yeah, that's the other thing that is one of the most Googled things is best way to clean up. And then like checklists for Thanksgiving. Is another one of the top five things that's Googled for Thanksgiving. So how to make a checklist, which I thought was funny because it's like, there's gotta be a lot going on that you're not sure what to put on your checklist. and then what's the next thing? Assigning people, should I assign people tasks on Thanksgiving was one of the things. And I think that's funny because I put that in here where it says on number four on the blog is give assignments. So the tips that I found was that basically like if you're hosting a larger group with kids, you know, especially if you have kids, I think it's important to ask people for help. You know, when I only have the one son, but when he was younger, I did host Thanksgiving at my tiny little Rose Arbor Hillsboro condo. And I had to ask people for help and make a little checklist.
Oh, delegate your tasks. That's always like a number one rule, in my opinion, is delegate your tasks. See what you can give a little bit to someone else in order to make your life a little easier. But
you could do the wheel spin like in the office when they do the.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I think that
tiny wheels actually chores and.
Yes. And I think that that would be cool because then you take the guesswork out of who's bringing what or who's doing what. So it's like, you know, Ellie, you're going to bring the cranberry sauce. And then you don't end up with like five cranberry sauces or like 10 pies.
Yeah.
Like, I think that that's one of the funny things. A friend was telling me a story that like she hosted her first Thanksgiving last year because she her and her husband bought a house. And so she just told people like, yeah, just, you know, yeah, bring a dessert or bring this or bring that. And then, you know, she didn't really give good instructions because it was her first Thanksgiving, and they ended up with six pies.
Oh my God. And,
oh.
Yeah. And so they had like the turkey and then two side dishes and then six pies. So it was like, we have mashed potatoes and gravy and then like some sort of like vegetable dish. I forgot what it was, but it was hilarious. She like posted pictures on Instagram and she was like, how not to invite people over to Thanksgiving.
I like the assignment thing in the blog where you assign people a certain item. And this blog, I'm looking through it right now, Deanna, and it's actually pretty good. The plan it out, I love this. I'm going to send it to my in-laws and be like, hey.
It's good to have a plan. You know, I think like I've been to several different Thanksgivings where we traveled one year, we did Big Bear, and some friends of ours were in town, and our Thanksgiving dinner, because there was no plan, ended up being at a restaurant down the street from our cabin because we thought they were doing food and they were like, oh no, we come up here and then we eat out. And I was like, Jonan, enjoy your cheeseburger. Happy Thanksgiving cheeseburger.
Fire pizza, like what are they called? The fire oven pizzas?
Oh, stone oven?
Stone oven? No, because they don't have a stone oven. It's like on a fire grill thing.
Oh, like the it's on a stone, isn't it? But it's on the grill.
I guess maybe that's how it works. I never really watched because every single year I'm like, we're having pizza on Thanksgiving. But that's always like our last end route. And at the end of the night, I can't be like, no pizza. It's food, food. Exactly.
Can't say no to pizza. That's
my newest tradition. The last 3 years, I've had pizza on Thanksgiving at the end of the night.
That's
cool.
Oh yeah,
that's a nice little tradition.
It was a shock the first time around, but yeah. It was fun. Fun the more it goes on.
have you, Deanna? Do you have any weird, not weird, I guess, out of the traditional food that gets served?
Oh yeah, I mean, so I'm half Mexican, and we every holiday season it's an excuse for everybody to get together and make tamales. So. Mm-hmm. We will have them from like Thanksgiving until New Year's at every opportunity that we can get. I actually a couple years ago started teaching Jonan how to make them, and he helps me every year. And we're going to do it this year with my mom, so it's super exciting. But yeah, that would be my out of the box, like not super traditional Thanksgiving thing, but that's a tradition, holiday tradition for us that we make last like 2 months.
Any chance those could be
brought to the office?
I will bring some to the office for sure.
That was my favorite part about Starbucks, is all of my friends bringing me their holiday tamales.
Tamales are where it's
at. Yeah. Yeah. Mine are pretty good, I think. It's my Thea's recipe, so I just follow it and I stick to the program. And can't that's wait. It.
Bring them all. I swear we'll eat them all. I love
it. I'll bring some in. What do you guys, what about you guys? Do you guys have like any off the cuff or any must have Thanksgiving foods that if they're not on the table, you're unhappy?
Green bean casserole for me is kind of a.
If you don't make it, you're done. My grandma makes mashed rutabagas every year. And those are honestly, I used to hate them as a kid, but as I've grown older, they have become one of my favorites. They're like buttery mashed rutabagas and they're so good.
Wow. That's a different one. I haven't heard that one before.
Yeah.
And
we're weird. We're Scottish. So
yeah.
That's okay. I went to a friend's Thanksgiving one year when I was in college, and it was their Italian, huge Italian family, not a turkey anywhere to be seen at all. And I was just like, what is all this amazing food? It's like, it's delicious. I'm so excited.
Love it.
I think
also, every cold.
I married into, sorry, Deanna, I didn't mean to interrupt you there.
No, go ahead.
I married into yummy potatoes. Oh man.
Oh man. They sound delicious.
Yummy.
Oh, they're so good. It's like a mixture of like scalloped potatoes because they're like browned on top and mashed potatoes. It's a Grandma Donna recipe.
Wow. I'm intrigued.
If there's any left, I'll try. But
this is what I mean.
I'm telling you. The,
I know.
My mother-in-law is making them this year. She's like, oh, I'll make yummy potatoes. And I went, yes. So.
See, yeah. I think this is why, Ellie, I said yesterday when we were in the office that we need to have like a California leasing Friendsgiving.
Yes.
I think that would be amazing. Or we could do like a holiday potluck where we all bring like a favorite holiday food. Because yes. I know Thanksgiving is coming up fast, but
I think request one meeting. Yeah, we could do it for Tuesday's meeting.
Yeah. We could just tell everyone to bring something in to share. And
interesting. Interesting. I like it. I like where this is going.
Hey, there you go. We have the weekend, right?
We do.
There you go.
Get your cooking brains on.
Well, since we are property managers, technically, and we do have to help a lot with different the needs of our residents as they come up, I thought it was really interesting. I just started going through like notes and stuff of we use a service to manage our properties called AppFolio, and they have all these different like from past years holiday blogs and things like that. And I thought it was really funny just going through some of their their tips of like things that you should make sure that you remember. And I thought some of them were funny, but obviously a lot of them apply. So from a property management perspective, obviously, you know, we deal with a lot of different things on a regular basis. I help, I manage the marketing. So I help answer questions when people have questions on social media about our properties and things like that. But if you're living in a property that's managed by a property manager or a management group that is in has an office in your building or something like that, we would love to share with you guys our tips and our insights into what you need to remember when you're living in somebody else's house and you're getting ready to host a Thanksgiving or you're going to host a Thanksgiving at your rental home. You can obviously check out the blog, but then also what are some of the tips that you guys, information that we should pass along to potential hosts that are also living in somebody else's house?
So the first thing I want to say is probably one of the most important is make sure the appliances work. For this case, you're going to be using the oven and the flat top a lot. So, check those out. Make sure they're clean. That's going to be your biggest right there. Making sure they're clean. You know, and if they're not working, you know, get those maintenance requests in so we can get our vendors out to get them ready for you and get them working. We're also off, you know.
I don't think people realize that. Like, oh, property managers take a day off. Can we take two?
Here in the office anyway, so. Just check those out. I would say get a good cleaning for your ovens before, and you know, just wipe them down real good and
sure. After.
And after, oh yeah, after is going to be a big deal because we don't like our critter friends showing up either. So,
yeah.
And yeah, are there? If you make sure you get your request in that way, you know, the emergency is on. I won't get. It's not going to be an emergency. Won't get handled till after the holiday. So, check your appliances.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. And your microwave not working is not an emergency, unfortunately, or your garbage disposal backing up and needing to be reset. That's not an emergency. We get a lot of those questions, though, right? Because people, obviously, if you rely on one specific appliance on a regular basis, to you, that's an emergency. But to us, trying to enjoy Thanksgiving with our families, that's not necessarily an emergency.
Yeah.
And there's a good cleaner out there. It's called Easy Off. They're not sponsoring us or anything, but I use
they
it.
Should.
I should now. There's a fume-free one, so there's no like any smells. Kind of weird smells when you use it. It's a spray-on, wipe away, works really well. So Easy Off. check it out.
Yeah. Anywhere. I like the Mr. Clean, those magic erasers. Those things are amazing. Like I have a, my stove is gas or no, it's electric. And like this, the electric stovetops are so hard to clean, but those magic eraser thingies are, no pun intended, they're magic.
Anything that doesn't have a smell or an odor is going to be good, because you use like a lavender, it's going to get into the scent of your food. And I know it smells good, but I don't want to be eating lavender turkey, in my opinion.
What? Yeah. What? No, it's and cool. Give, and I think too, if you're cleaning up your appliances and you're making sure everything works, I know there's a lot of people that don't cook on a regular basis. Like I cook every day, and then you get to the point where you're like, I'm turning on my oven on Thanksgiving and it doesn't turn on, or my, you know, my microwave just spins, or, you know, my stovetop, not all of the, you know, ranges light. Give yourself a, like, if you're planning to have people over, I would say give yourself a few days, because it's busy season for a lot of our vendors that are dealing with a lot of different issues. And if you want to get your stuff fixed in a timely fashion, you know, your oven might not necessarily be a priority for for a maintenance request. But if you say the weekend before, or the week before, start testing out all your stuff and make sure that, give it, you know, give it a good cleaning, make sure everything works. And if you're using a product like Easy Off, give yourself a couple days to make sure you got everything the way you want it to.
Don't do it. Day before is good.
Like, don't start cleaning your oven the day of Thanksgiving and then be sad because it's not clean.
You don't want to
what other, yeah, what other tips do you guys have?
I think it's really important to be really cautious when you're having hosting guests in general. Obviously, be aware of the food that's in the ovens to prevent, like, you know, any mishaps. I've seen a lot of oven fires on Thanksgiving Day. But also be aware of, like, if your rental has a pool in the backyard, if there's any little ones, if it's not gated, we need to be aware of who we're hosting and how we're hosting to be safe and make sure that no injuries or emergencies do happen, because they are all preventable as long as we're all trying our best to prevent them.
Absolutely.
So I think that's really important, especially if you're hosting in a new rental that you're just getting used to. Like if you have slippery stairs, I don't know. You don't want any mishaps on Thanksgiving Day. So that's just be aware and try to make sure that everybody else who's coming to your home for the first time is also aware of things that they could get hurt on, or, you know, burning any turkeys.
That's a really good point, Ellie. Safety is huge.
It's huge on Thanksgiving. You have so many people there running around. I'm like, I lose like half my little cousins.
Yeah.
Like, where'd they go?
Yeah, that's a good point.
So
I like that.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. And I think that safety, I mean, obviously if you have a pool or spa or outdoor areas, or if you live in a condo complex or a building, just make sure that everybody knows like the safety rules. And if they go, they're going to go hang out by the pool, because obviously we live in California and there's weird weather all over the place right now. Make sure that you, you know, keep track of your guests, or that the whoever the children belong to is keeping track of their kids, so that, you know, everybody stays safe and makes it to dinner.
And if you live in the community, you don't want your cousins or, you know, aunts and uncles breaking the CCNRs.
Oh no.
So if you live in a non
community,
don't
one.
Let your Aunt Marcia smoke on the balcony, okay?
That's a...
I don't want to serve any of those notices.
Yeah. We don't necessarily like serving notices, but
no.
You know,
I like that the CCNRs. I don't think a lot of people, like when I moved into my first rental, it was privately owned. It was a great place, but I had no idea what CCNRs were. I was, you know, a young person, and I got my first, I think, violation was that I had in the backyard, I had like a umbrella that wasn't the right color.
Yep.
And I was just completely floored. I was like, what do you mean it's not the right color? Like, what the hell does that mean? But every community does have different rules about visitors and parking and safety and security and all those things and what you can and cannot do. I think that's such a good point, Ellie. Like, you have to just really know.
coming in from out of town and you need parking passes, we need to plan ahead for those kind of circumstances. So like I said, plan ahead, be aware of who's coming and how you're hosting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Guest parking passes, those
can be the thing that someone hire them in. Like months in advance. They're like, how long is your guest going to be there? How many days are they going to be parked in that parking spot? Give me their license plate number. Is the car registered in their name? And I'm like, why are you guys so nosy?
What color are their eyes?
Exactly. Like, you don't need a picture of their license. Thank you very much.
if you need a copy of your CC&Rs, reach out to your property managers.
We have them on file.
We'll take care of you.
There you go. I think that's so important, though, as a resident. I had no idea when I first moved into a spot. Gosh, it was like forever ago, but I had no idea what the heck a CC&R was. I knew we had an HOA and I knew that we had a great pool and it was like, you know, you can use the barbecue area, but some places you have a really difficult time with getting parking passes. Some places they don't want your guests blocking driveways or even parking in driveways for that matter. Mm-hmm. I know we have a place over here, by one of our golf courses that you're not allowed to park in the driveway at all. And so like, that's a big point of contention when you have a resident that moves in and it's like, well, wait a minute. I'm just visiting. I can't park in the driveway. No, you can't park in the driveway. Mm-hmm. Let's see, what other tips do we have? So one of the ones I wrote down was make sure your oven is big enough to cook your bird. I had that one happen for my parents. We had a smaller house when I was little and my dad bought this like ginormous bird to feed everybody. And it was far too big for the oven.
It's such a bad mishap, but like how funny.
Like it's hilarious, like, right?
I would laugh so hard trying to see someone shove a turkey that's way too big into a tiny.
Yeah, like he defrosted it and started to prep it and got it all ready and it was like, you know, in the pan, the roasting pan, and then it was like, wait, okay, let's take this out, let's take that out. It's like, nope, still doesn't fit. So I think we ended up at my grandparents' house anyway, even though my parents wanted to host Thanksgiving, which is really funny. But yeah, I would say just make sure your eyes and your appliances all match up in terms of like what fits where. one of the funny things was tips about using the microwave. So I'll just throw this one out there. It's an oldie but a goodie. No, you cannot microwave oil in the microwave. That's not safe.
Turkey, it won't either.
Nope.
Yeah, don't. I've seen a ton of YouTube videos with people that have like Thanksgiving hacks, right? And they say like you could do a full turkey in the microwave, and I'm like, it would have to be like a tiny turkey,
tiny, tiny little baby turkey,
little turkey.
Bird's called.
Yeah.
That was a weird food thing. It just came to mind. I had a. It's a little. It's a bird. It's not a turkey. It's a small bird. Looks like a turkey when you cook it and everything. It looks like a little mini turkey.
Like a Cornish game hen.
Yes, that was it.
Yeah, yeah, it's Cornish so game hen.
So good. Yeah. Deanna for the win.
I love those. They're so good. And then like everybody gets their own little one. Like and they're so cute.
Oh, it was the best. I was like, so what is this? It's a Cornish game hen. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Game changer. Yeah, no, I think those are great. Those would actually be fun for a Thanksgiving that where you're like, I don't have a lot of space and I'm going to do Cornish game hens. Like that might actually be a good alternative to a big turkey.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't have a big oven, that might be a good one.
Agreed. Yeah, definitely. I also think it's important to clean up after yourself on Thanksgiving, especially living in a rental home. It would be really important to make sure that if you use the oven, obviously, if you drip any grease into the bottom of the oven, take care and do preventative maintenance on any of the appliances that you use or any of the house, really, in order to, you know, not damage anything in the future along the lines of you know, grease being at the bottom of the oven or the microwave not working ever again because you try to cook a turkey in it, or, you know, anything along those lines. The garbage disposal is pretty easy to fix, in my opinion. So I don't necessarily see that breaking on many people, but you never know.
Yeah. I mean, I think people just put stuff down garbage disposals that they're not supposed to, you know, like they think like whole chunks of food can go in the garbage disposal and that's okay. I know when back in the day when I was first getting into property management, I think garbage disposals have always been the number one, like, post holidays. See, I'm surrounded. I'm absolutely surrounded. I've got dogs barking. But I think holidays in terms of like after post holidays, it's like Thanksgiving was the garbage disposal. We get so many calls about the garbage disposal because you can't just, you know, put your leftovers down the sink and dispose of it that way.
A plumber, the plumber that we use at Cal East and Kim's Plumbing, I asked kind of like, what's something I can tell residents, you know, for garbage disposals, like how much food or whatever. And they told me that it should be the bare minimum of food. You should scrape, obviously, your food into the trash or the, now we have this new law where you have to put it in the little container thing. And then the chummins, I guess the chummins is the word, can be a garbage disposal, but it shouldn't be, like you said, Deanna, like bones or chunks of food, because it's just going to back everything up and then issues.
Exactly.
So
yeah, for sure. No, I mean, I know that it's, that's a big problem. I think the other thing too is, you know, if you're cleaning up after yourself, make sure you take out your trash and dispose of it, so you don't end up with like that after poultry funk in your kitchen. That I know it happens with fish sometimes, but it happens. I know that like, if you don't take out your trash, then you end up with like stinky house and it takes a while to get the stinkiness away.
You don't want ants or other critters.
Oh yeah. 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 And then especially one of the things is that if you have dogs, right. Somebody said, if you have dogs, you have to make sure you clean up and make sure you don't leave anything out, because, you know, dogs love bones, but should they really be digging through your trash for bones? Probably not. What other tips do you guys have as property managers? What else can we think of?
Oh man. Let's see. We went over safety. Another one, I guess, do we touch on this? Take in consideration the size of your house.
No, we didn't.
Space goes, I guess it kind of ties into safety, like you were talking about, Ellie, was, you know, if your house is a 900 square foot condo, you know, maybe 20 people is not going to work. I like where your head's at. You know, this is great. This is a great time to be together as family. But, you know, standing room only can get uncomfortable and can get really hot. Yep. You know, everyone's all packed in there. So
suddenly you're turning on the air conditioner and the fireplace is like no longer important because everybody's just sweating.
Square footage is the thing. Make sure you consider the comfortability of everybody that's coming over. You know, try and maybe have it at someone else's house, but you also don't want property damage done too, because people bumping into each other can cause property damage. You know, you never know. Someone could bump into something and there's a hole in the wall.
Mm-hmm. Well, absolutely. I think that's a really good tip. I think it's just make sure that your space allows for everybody to have a happy Thanksgiving and not to be crammed in like in a little jar. Because, you know, you never know, right? You could cause damage. You could have, you know, somebody, there could be issues if you don't have enough space. I think these are all really amazing tips, and I will add as many other ones as we can think of. But if you guys also have tips for us, things that you've noticed in your community, things that you think would be important to remember, you can always comment on our posts. Make sure that you share anything that you see with us on the podcast comments. We're happy to share those things with our audience as well. As we head into closing out our fifth episode, which is very exciting. Are you guys going to light up Main Street on the 19th?
Yes.
I am indeed.
Yes, we are. Yes,
Yay!
we are.
Okay, so we'll all be there for that. So, we would definitely love to see everybody in the Santa Clarita area at Light Up Main Street. If you have an event that you want us to share on our social, there's a lot of different boutiques and a lot of different vendors and local businesses that are having specials or things like that. Tag us in the comments or tag us in your post, and we're happy to share it in our stories. We actually have, I've been looking for anybody in the Santa Clarita, San Fernando, or Ventura County areas, even if you have something that would work with our audience or that you think we should attend, definitely let us know. And we would be happy to share that on our social. You guys have any fun upcoming events that that you're going to attend besides the Light Up Main Street?
I can't. Well, What's Up SEV is going to be doing a Christmas event as well. I don't think it's in November. I think it's in December.
Let's check it out.
They're doing it at Higher Vision Church like they usually do on the Thursday. And they're going to have a Ferris wheel and a bunch of fun holiday stuff as well. And then there's another free event at the Cube, the ice skating rink in Valencia, that's doing free. I think it's free with RSVPs on the ice skating on the 22nd of December. And it's free ice skating for the first RSVPs. And then there's free photos with Santa as well. So I plan on taking my nephew to everything Christmassy this year because he's my baby and we do that.
Yeah, definitely. And they also recently posted holiday lights in SCV. If you want to showcase your holiday lights, add your house to this year's list by visiting the link in their bio. So if you guys go all out for Christmas lights, I would definitely suggest shooting them a message, and then they will post your neighborhood and we could just have everyone come look at Christmas lights.
My best friend and I plan on doing her house all crazy. We're going to make it into a gingerbread house.
Oh, I'm so excited about
it. And we're going to do it all. Like, we're getting up on the roof this weekend to measure and see how many gumdrops we need. Like, we're so excited. We're going all out.
I love it.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think that's great. My son and I have a tradition. We like to drive around the neighborhoods and see all the lights and stuff. So I think, you know, we had for Halloween, somebody had put together sort of like a blog where you could search by zip code to find like the haunted houses. I'll look and see if we can find something like that. And we'll share that on our blog too. I'm going to be posting all of the details for Light Up Main Street on our blog. So if you haven't already subscribed, just go to the California Leasing website, californialeasing.com/blog, and subscribe so that you can get our updates in our newsletter. And I think that's it. Do you guys have any last final words of wisdom as we head into Thanksgiving in the next couple weeks?
I do. Just be kind.
Be kind.
We're going into the holidays. Show some love to somebody.
And patience.
Yes, patience is a must. And, you know, if we all can just show a little bit of kindness, we can all
make this holiday season a great one.
Yes.
I love that. That's perfect. I don't know. That's a perfect way to end it. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. We are so appreciative of our audience. Every time I log in, I'm so happy to see all of the downloads and everybody participating and sending us messages about enjoying the podcast. So keep listening. And if you have any topics you want us to cover as property managers, don't forget you can always email us or text us or IM us or whatever on any of our social platforms. We are Somehow We Manage. We're not sure, but somehow we do. All right, guys, have a great weekend. I'll see you later.
Bye,
goodbye.
See ya.